Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, proud sponsor of StoryCorps, celebrating the power of listening.
It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Springtime is a stressful period for farmers, especially in western Colorado's North Fork Valley. A spring frost can wipe out an entire crop in an instant, as was the case for one apricot farmer last week. As Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports, scientists say wide fluctuations in temperatures due to climate change could only compound such problems in future years.
Farmer Jeff Schwartz knows a thing or two about cold weather this time of year. Each spring, he and his crew at Delicious Orchards fight off cold temperatures to protect their fruit. Only this April brought an especially brutal system.
I think this storm was unique. It was cloudy. It was really wet. It was a big storm. And it was just really cold.
The April 9th storm dropped snow on much of Colorado and brought temperatures down to 19 degrees at Schwartz's Paonia Orchard. The storm wiped out his entire apricot crop.
I think we lost approximately 7,000 pounds of apricots.
This is one of the most stressful times of the year.
Amaya Atucha is fruit crop specialist for Colorado State University.
Even if you have done all of the correct management and you have done an excellent work, it doesn't depend on you whether you have a cold event or not, and you can lose your crop just because of the weather. So yeah, absolutely, it's a very stressful period.
She says springtime is when fruit crops wake up and move from dormancy to growth. The recipe for disaster, when warm weather triggers full bloom and then a cold snap happens. Atucha says climate change is making these wide fluctuations in weather more common. Farmers like Jeff Schwartz adapt to the weather changes and learn to live with inconsistency.
We get apricot fruit, successful fruit. We had a great crop last year. And really in this area, you know, traditionally they say every 5 years you get an apricot crop. That's how sketchy they are because of the weather.
He adds the North Fork Valley is likely one of the riskiest places to grow fruit because of these spring freezes, but the practice has survived. Fruit growing has been going on in the area for more than a century. Time will tell whether that could shift with climate change. I'm Marcy Krivenin.